Last time on Stab.
The spirit kind of rises up from the dismembered body and just regenerates while you're there.
She is going to get angry and throw his head at his spirit.
Says, Child, you put up a worthy fight. What his plan is to do is there is actually a antediluvian in the base of Mexico City, in a underground pyramid in the Umbra.
What does any of that have to do with destroying this town?
They were needed casualties. I need the blood.
For what?
To wake up the antediluvian.
I need the Dead Sea Scrolls now. If I need a list of existing antediluvians, it's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's the only place it can be. You can get us there.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Can you take all of us, or can you only sidestep for yourself?
You make it to Iraq, no problem.
On the other side of the portal, Jerry just lets out a breath, like, of relief.
I feel like a vehicle would be in order. We have to go through Jordan to get to Israel.
You make it quicker for some reason than you thought you'd get there.
Thought we would have run into a checkpoint by now, but...
We're driving in real life. This isn't Mario Kart where you cross checkpoints.
I don't suppose either one of you brought your passports.
I'm gonna go full wolf. Can I get another point in cute?
Yeah, you get another point in cute.
Didn't you already max that out?
Let's find a hotel.
Natalie, I forgot your mic was a lapel mic for a second, and I just saw you like messing with your shirt like this, and I was like, Natalie, not on video.
I've lost all sense of reason.
All right, let's kill some vampires.
Okay, where were you last time?
I think we were still outside Jerusalem, like a little ways outside. Yeah, we made it past the border crossing, and then we were like, we're in the middle of Jordan, so we're exhausted.
Yeah, I think we made it to the city, and then...
You found a hotel.
How reputable of a hotel we decided it was, I don't remember, but...
It was probably like a 3-star. Something like a Holiday Inn.
Is it haunted?
No, it's not haunted. That's just going to be the thing. Everything you go to now is haunted, and the ghosts are just going to follow you.
I want
to
ask, no matter where we go, like, because I don't want another Diego or Goop Pilot.
Poor Goop Pilot.
I don't want ghosts following me around. I'm about to scrub my character sheet and just take the spirit point away.
Just like, I never took a pointed spirit. I don't know what you're talking about.
Seeing auras, what?
Never heard of him.
All right, so yeah, we were at a hotel then. That makes sense.
Yeah, you were at a hotel. Give me just a second, because I'm trying to find where it is. Sorry, why were you stealing the Dead Sea Scrolls? Just wondering.
Because our foe is an antediluvian, and this was the best way to get information on something born before the flood.
Can I just interject here real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Either the Dead Sea Scrolls are just the first 5 books of the Bible, which has been translated.
Very poorly.
It's important to know that in character, none of us fucking thought of that.
I just got a point in a cult, okay? So about 40% are copies from the Hebrew scriptures. 30% are text from the Second Temple period, which were not canonized in the Hebrew Bible. So the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jubilees, the Book of Tobit.
Okay. So that would be around the timeline of Solomon with the Second Temple.
Over the old Star Wars books, they were just like, these aren't canon.
That's literally what they did. They just pulled a Disney and were like, oh, no, these are legends. These are what-if stories.
Yeah, but King Solomon was like far after the flood, so those wouldn't help at all.
Yeah, well, yeah.
We didn't think about it, Sean, because we're stupid.
Hold on, just real quick. Cody, don't you have a 4 in intelligence?
I have a 3. I have a 4 in perception.
I don't know that we rolled to know whether the Sea Scrolls would be helpful.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
I didn't. Jason said, let's go to Jerusalem and get these things. And I was like, okay.
Okay, cool. You know what? We're doing this then. Awesome.
Guys, are we stealing the Christian Declaration of Independence?
Cody, I don't know how you missed that, considering we made this joke immediately upon deciding to go to Jerusalem.
That was at the point where I don't remember what we did last, like at the end of last session.
Did you get drunk or something?
No, it's just been like 2 weeks. I don't remember what we were doing.
Okay, so it's 5 of the Museum of the Bibles, Dead Sea Scrolls are forgeries.
Okay, cool. So we might not even get the right one.
Yeah, you might not even get the right one.
No. I got something for that.
What are we going to ask the ghost of the writer? Which one is yours?
With Matter 2, I can perceive the underlying structure, innate properties, and integral stability or lack thereof of something.
You can magically carbon date things?
Apparently so, yeah.
Now, it doesn't say he can determine the age, but I think in a comparative study, he can tell which one is older.
They definitely didn't use the same paper.
Yeah, okay, I gotta give that to you, but you're still gonna have to roll it.
Also, look, we're gonna have to fucking get there first.
Okay, all right, so you guys are in a hotel that you found. They probably have Holiday Inns, right?
Well, now I have to Google it. Are we at the Holiday Inn Resort Dead Sea?
Yep, you sure are.
That is fucking fantastic, and I love it.
Also, I'm very glad to say we're saving money because it's $57 a night.
Gotta save that American taxpayer money.
I gotta link this for you guys. It's 57 bucks a night, and this place is freaking beautiful.
All right. You actually are at the Holiday Inn Resort Dead Sea. Like, what are you going to do? Because it's the next morning.
We're chilling at the Holiday Inn. Who you with? Just me? Why don't you bring more of your friends?
We're hitting up this continental breakfast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I have taken everything I can from the continental breakfast and picked a table in the farthest corner of the room. I have 3 empty Bloody Mary glasses on the table, and I'm drinking from a fourth.
Jerry would come in and see you in the corner by yourself, pack up food, get a Bloody Mary himself, and just slide right in next to you.
I think that upon seeing you, Val gets 1 waffle, 2 things of sausage, and the biggest goddamn Bloody Mary that you have ever seen in your life. She kind of just sits across from you and like, maybe I should have gotten 2.
So we were planning this heist, right?
You used a word. I'm not quite sure what it means. Plan?
I didn't think we would go in guns blazing.
No, that's for the way out.
Well, I mean, so if we do this right, we don't have to gun our way out?
No, that's how stealth missions work. You sneak in, you get the thing, you get caught, you shoot your way out.
I don't think you know what stealth means.
Val has a mouthful of waffle, and she's like, I thought I was gonna do the thing.
I got you. So before hanging out with you guys and getting into all of our crazy shenanigans, I was a bit of a master of the subterfuge.
Hold on. I'm going to need another one of these if we're going to talk like that.
Ooh, can you get me one?
Get me one.
When I come back, I have 3 champagne flutes, and I have 2 people following me with bottles of champagne and with orange juice and pineapple juice. Like, they were out of Bloody Marys. And we moved to mimosas.
Are we brunching?
As he says that, I pull out a cigarette, and I light it while carefully looking at the flame. Just to see if there's anything supernatural around us.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, brunch. I haven't heard that name in years.
Besides them, no.
Val picks up one of the champagne bottles, pulls out her knife, and pops the cork off, and then just starts drinking it until it's about, I'm going to say, a third down.
You guys are going to get trashed.
And then she sets it down and she's like, I thought I was just going to do the thing.
Get drunk, become a dog in the middle of, where are we going? Museum? And just run around chasing everybody and get security guards to chase after you out the door. Well, me and Gabriel grab the scrolls and tail it on out of there.
I take a long drag of my cigarette. I look over at Val and look back at him like, you've watched way too many movies, kid.
See, I kind of thought I would just do the thing, grab the scrolls, and then do the thing again, and then pop back up in a car, and we could book it. Like, all we have to do is case the joint first so I can see where I'm going. So, Sean, I have a question. Is it the case that I can only sidestep effectively where I've been before?
No. You can sidestep effectively no matter where it is. It just depends on how difficult the gauntlet is to pass.
I think Val at this point is a little tink tank tunk drunk, and she's gonna like pick up a champagne bottle, kill it, and try to sidestep to where the sea scrolls are.
Okay. I got a quick question. Do you have anything reflective or shiny in your vicinity?
Oh, I'm sure there's got to be like a shitload of windows, especially from what it looked like. It looked like there were a lot of windows.
Okay, so yeah, you can go ahead and try, but go ahead and roll me probably your gnosis roll.
I didn't do it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So one of the windows shatters.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. You try and stumble through the window, and the window shatters, and you kind of fall over on your face.
And I say, oops.
So she got up from the table and was suddenly out a window. Was the window within view of us?
Yes, right across.
So that heist plan.
I'm going to take another drag from my cigarette. I'm like, all right, kid, you want to know why my stealth missions always work? Because nobody sees it coming. Let me lay out a scenario for you. I assume you're imagining we're going to walk into the museum and we're going to see Jim Bob, the guard, one of three men who's got a key to the room that we're trying to get into, right? And we know his entire route from the morning. He gets his coffee. He goes and talks to Ralph, the other security guard in the front. He starts making his rounds. He goes counterclockwise around the museum. He goes through the biblical wing, the anti-biblical wing. I don't know what it's called. Whatever it is. He makes his way around. And every day at 10 o'clock, he goes and he gets a cannoli from this shop on the mezzanine. Except for every Tuesday and Thursday when he stops on the other side so he can flirt with the 16-year-old summer intern that he's sweet on.
Val has now slid back into the seat. And she has, in fact, looked at Jerry and mouthed, what the fuck is he talking about?
And then he continues on through. He looks at all the cases. He checks everything and goes back around to the front to go talk to Ralph. That's maybe 2 hours of his day for a week. Do you know how much time it takes to case a joint to get that much information? Especially when he's one of three guys who's got the key. What about the other guys who's got the key? What about all the other guards? What happens if one of them's sick? What happens if the girl is sick and he doesn't go visit her? All that sort of stuff. When we really could just go in on one day that nobody's expecting and then take it.
Are you done? Casing takes zero time when you have somebody that can read minds.
Minds, but not patterns. Again, the number of innocents we're looking to save versus the number of innocents who might get hurt. So, we doing this? And I start pulling out my Desert Eagle and cleaning it at the table.
Hold on, do you really draw like a Desert Eagle in the middle of a hotel where there are other customers?
Where I just walked through a window.
Yeah, exactly, where she just walked through a window.
Like, I feel like no one in the hotel has responded to that yet, and I feel like they're going to, so I feel like maybe hold on to your holster a minute.
Fine.
As you're holstering your weapon, suddenly the staff comes in and asks, what happened here?
It was so clean.
I'm sorry?
We would like to commend you for how clean those windows are.
Let's just stay away from this and we'll clean up the glass.
And luckily, nobody was hurt, so we don't have to sue you.
Quite right, sir. Awesome. He kind of bows and just takes off.
I think Val leans over and she's like, it was like really clean though.
It's almost like I could see the museum like through the other side. What time in the morning would you say
this is? After all this, probably about 9:10, give or take. I mean, if y'all had truly been awake for 2 days, I imagine you have slept a fairly long time.
All right, and Val is obviously very drunk.
She's also just sleepy. I think she intended to sleep for a full 24 hours, and that didn't happen.
How much has Gabriel drank?
Four Bloody Marys and at least two mimosas at this point.
Okay, So I've had one Bloody Mary that I kind of babied and a mimosa. So, guys, before we case out this place, we should probably, like, sober up, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys just rest in the back. We'll sober up on the drive. Where's the keys?
No, you are definitely not driving.
I think at this point you've noticed that there is now blood slowly that has been trickling down the side of Val's head from whenever she fell through the glass.
I also don't think something's not right with Val over there.
Yeah, she went through glass.
What's wrong with me?
You're bleeding. Look, let's say we all just go to our rooms and sober up. And we reconvene in, I don't know how long it's going to take Val to sober up because she... It's very drunky poo.
Tell you what, you go to your room. Val and I'll go case the place.
Why don't I go case the place and you guys rest up, huh? Huh?
I don't know. You seem awfully concerned about being sober. I think you're a little drunk. You should probably go lay down.
Oh no, I had like half a Bloody Mary and like some of a mimosa. I'm perfectly fine.
Right. So did I.
No, you had four Bloody Marys and several mimosas.
I'm sober.
You fell through a window.
I look at you, and I look over at a mirror, and I look at you again, and I go, yeah, same thing.
Why did you have to look through a mirror?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm comparing the two of us and how much we've had to drink, and yeah, same thing.
I grab onto Val's shoulders, and I tell her, I think his drunk goggles make him think he's pretty.
There's no way, right? Like, he must know.
No, he's gotta know. He's gotta know.
He's gotta know.
It's the mustache. Anyways, I would love for you guys to just take a break. Let me go case the joint. And if I come back with zero helpful information, then we can go with Gabriel's plan and just bust in guns blazing or bust out guns blazing.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess it's fine.
Yeah. All right, I'll agree to that.
It's great. It's great.
I look at Gabe and I'm like, gives us more time to drink.
As soon as he leaves, just nudging her and I'm like, drink at the bar.
So I'm going to drive to the museum now.
While we are at a nice hotel that has an English name, we are also in Jordan heading towards Jerusalem.
Yeah, but you said we weren't that far from the museum, right?
We're a couple of country borders away, yeah.
Oh, I thought we were, like, a lot closer. That's my bad.
And also, do you speak Arabic and or Hebrew?
I can read minds and alter minds, so I can just make them think I'm speaking whatever.
But I'm more going with reading street signs. Do you know how to get to the museum?
I mean, these are all problems you would think Jerry would have thought about before he decided he was going to convince you to go to your rooms and just go steal the scrolls by himself.
Yeah, so my next drink at the bar is a whiskey rocks.
I walk out to the car, and then it dawns on Gabriel that he has no idea where the museum is at.
It dawns on Jerry?
Oh yeah, Jabril. Yes, Jabril.
Did y'all just fuse?
We did the fusion dance.
Fusion!
And now we are a curmudgeonly old trickster. Anyways, yeah, Jerry walks out to the car and at a certain point it dawns on him he has no idea where he's going, how to speak any of the languages, and I guess does know that he is quite a bit further away than he thought. Because when we were talking in the hotel, it sounded like it was a day trip to go, like, case the joint, come back to the hotel, get a good night's sleep, and then go, like, do the thing. So Jerry is going to turn around, walk back into the hotel, see them at the bar, sit down at the bar, and order a whiskey sour.
Okay, look, he figured it out.
I have no idea where we're at.
Well, acceptance is the first step.
Man, this all combat session has turned into...
I am trying to get you into combat.
No, it's fine. This is our fault, and we're doing it to ourselves. Hey, Cody here, otherwise known as that person who plays Jerry. I just want to take a quick intermission and thank you for sticking with us so far. We're still working on what we want this podcast to eventually sound like, but thought the first few runs with our characters would be fun to share with you. We do have a Twitter, so you can follow at Stabby Podcast. That's STABBY Podcast for episode releases and announcements. Thanks again!
All right, what are you going to decide to do? Because technically you could probably sidestep, or you could go the long way around.
I have this feeling they don't want me to sidestep again anytime soon.
I think we got to bite the bullet and take the drive.
I think that would probably be best.
Okay, in Mexico City, strangest phenomenon. It's on the news. The sun has literally turned black. And you find out that there's been a couple of landslides and torrential rains.
Only in Mexico, or?
No, yeah, the U.S. is really getting hit hard.
All right, one last drink for the road.
The world is falling apart, and we should go.
It loosens me up, it's fine.
As y'all are talking, the sun blacks out. There are no stars, it is just black.
All right, well, I'm going to pop a conviction to immediately sober up and pull up my sight.
So immediately, like...
vampires.
Yeah, vampires. 10 run into the hotel, and there's a massive hysteria. All the other guests are kind of freaking out.
I am going to yell at the top of my lungs, "Everybody that's human, get behind me."
Weird qualification for your statement, bruh.
A couple hotel guests hear that, but they don't understand it because it was in English.
Followed by me pulling out a Desert Eagle and shouting in Arabic.
Suddenly, a mob of 20 guests just starts running behind you, almost about to run you over.
Gabriel, quick, tell them all to just look away.
Oh, okay. Look away from us!
They all get down on the ground and just start looking at the floor.
Val also does this, by the way.
Yeah, so you see 10...
Are they standing on the ground?
Yeah, the ground. But honestly, they're faster than you would assume.
So I think the first thing Val would do, regardless, is after smelling the worm, I think instead of going Krynos, she would go Glabro. Because I think in her mind, Glabro has a less sensitive nose. And she doesn't want to be, like, overwhelmed by the scent of worm. Where are the humans?
The humans are all on the floor right ahead of Cody. So when they said, "Don't look at us," they're bowing down at Cody.
I thought they got behind us before we said that. But yeah, you're right. You're right.
The first thing that Val is going to do after going Glabro, I think she's going to grab some of the decorative couches and, like, toss them gently so that they form a bit of a barrier. And then she is going to stand in between that barrier and where Spiky Teeth Bros are.
Okay.
And growl. Arr.
I gotta know, is Wolf Natalie still drunk?
Yes. All right. Vampires do their thing.
They perform a beautiful musical right in front of us, and we judge them completely wrong.
We are vampires. We are vampires. We are vampires. Woo!
Misunderstood.
Jason or Gabriel, you notice that there are 5 Nosferatu, and there's also 5 Bruja.
So what Val and Jerry see are really ugly vampires and the kind of ugly vampires.
Actually, not kind of ugly vampires. Actually, pretty beautiful vampires when you think about it.
There's 5, like, Max Shreks and 5 Emmett Cullens.
Okay, hold on. Who were the Cullens?
This is a Twilight reference.
Who was Emmett?
He was the sporty one.
Oh, all right. I thought you were talking about the... No. He had the crazy name, Carlisle.
That's super not a name that I gave one of my characters in the book that I would have written.
Did they call him Car for short? Because Because if he's as pretty as that Carlisle, he makes me go vroom.
Wow. All right. So. Okay. I can't really find a good picture, but just let's just say this. They look the equivalent of Henry Cavill.
Mm.
So are you telling me that Val, a drunk woman werewolf, is now in the presence of like more than one Henry Cavill?
Yeah, in varying degrees of attractiveness. Yeah. Like so much so that you actually might need to roll a charmed.
Do we all have to do this?
Yeah.
I feel like that's only fair.
You did hardcore, Natalie. Nice job.
I was like, I'm fucked better than you.
Cody, you are completely enthralled. Jason, what did you get?
I had two successes.
Yep, sure did. Two successes. You're able to kind of fight it off, but you feel like if they decided to try it at you again, you might have more problems.
You're rocking a half chub.
I'm playing hard to get. I'm like, try it again, big boy.
Let me have one more drink and then we'll talk.
So as you're watching the Nosferatu, they kind of turn into shadow and sink into the ground.
Fucking weird.
I'm just looking at my man.
And so you two are up.
I'm going to go bullets first, and I'm definitely going to triple fire my Desert Eagle and hope that I can take out... I'm aiming for Brujas only right now, and I'm hoping if I can take out three of the five, or at least some of them, I might... Like, I don't notice that he's entranced necessarily, but I know that that's a danger. And since I'm already concentrating on them, that's probably why I didn't quite notice the Nosferatu slipping away anyway.
By the way, they're totally a K-pop band and all doing this. They're all doing the little finger hearts thing.
We're fighting BTS.
We're fighting BTS in the dark in the Middle East. All right.
Why they even tried to entrance us, we were already entranced.
So, three shots, whiz past all three.
Cody, you're up. I'm sorry, unless you have anything else to do, Jason?
No.
Six is still the save?
Yes.
Then I got one, two, a three, four.
You're no longer compelled to do as they say.
I went to tell that vampire, nice try, buddy, and, that could have worked. As I, like, look him up and down.
All right, Natalie, you're up. Sorry, quick thing. Just got to say. So as you're acting, they all kind of move as one into a new pose. Kind of like the Ginyu Force.
Oh, God, yes, even better. Oh,
is it the Ginyu Force pose?
Please. All right, I will walk back all of BTS for the Ginyu Force.
We've decided it is. We're carrying on this way.
Jerry is immediately attracted again.
But really, Goldo?
He's the hottest one of them all. Something about freezing time.
I'm concerned. Anyway, Val is going to, if this is an even roll, she's going to go Krynos. If it is not, she's going to stay Galabro. And no matter what, she's going to mount Jace. And then she's going to be like, hey, you're fucking pretty.
What is the damage on that? I mean, this is grapple, but it's got to be something psychological because, like, this is definitely a show of, like, dominance.
No, I would say more manipulation or intimidation.
Let's do intimidation because I at least have a thing in that. So one success.
Yeah, well, you still hit it. So you literally mount him and you're like, I am the alpha. Meanwhile, he's kind of freaking out. Like, what the hell just happened? He starts running around, like, in circles. You've jacked up the formation, right?
If you know anything about the Ginyu Force, this fucks up the entire team.
It's no longer symmetrical!
I didn't know we were playing with fucking Death Jr. from Soul Eater.
Okay, so because you've jacked them up that badly already, man, okay, they can't really deal with anything that you have done. So it being an incorrect formation essentially makes them skip their turn. So they're literally trying new poses to try and make sure that everything lines up, but it's just not working.
So while they do that, I'm going to take a little more careful aim, and I'm going to try two shots at two of them on the side. Oh, that's much better. All right, so Birder would be first, and his damage is three successes. Raccoon gets one success.
I'm just going to rename this from Bruja times 5 to Ginyu Force.
Now I'm just trying to remember the one that in DBZ Abridged was like, "Hey, Vegeta!"
That's Nappa.
Oh, Nappa.
Yes. It wasn't any of the Ginyu Force.
I know, but like, I just had it in my head and I needed to know it.
Vegeta!
Alright, so you got Birda and Raccoon.
Do I know what happened to like the shadow ones?
No, you have no idea.
This mounting situation, is it like...
It's really more of an elaborate grapple.
I mean, that's where I was trying to think. Like, the way that he's posing, are Val's feet on the ground?
No, because it is literally him hanging on to her while she's hanging on to him.
The civvies are still, like, laying in front of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is there, like, a clear, like, definition line, or...
All right. It's civilians, couches, us, vampires.
Oh, okay. Then, so, like, in front of me and Gabriel, to the vampires, I'm going to turn the floor into jelly.
So, you're turning the entire floor to jello? How deep do you want to go? Seriously.
I mean, just enough to, like, make them sink into their ankles. I have one successy.
Number one, you get a paradox because this is straight up reality bending and you cannot, you can't explain that away. Two, you get another paradox because there are sleepers present, period. Instead of it sweeping into, what'd you say, up to their ankles? So probably about half a foot?
Yeah, ish.
Okay. All right. So instead of going half a foot, it's like a fourth of a foot. What you notice is, as Jace is running, he just loses his footing after it transforms and just falls face first into jello. Also, Natalie, I need you to make me a dex roll because you're technically on top of him, and if he falls, you fall.
I know we haven't addressed this, but it is the most important question right now. What flavor jello?
Oh, I just, grape.
It has to be strawberry, right?
No, it's definitely grape. Actually, no, I don't like these vampires. It's orange.
All right, so as he's falling, you're just like, I'm not going down alone. And you hold on to his neck tighter. And you just plow into the jello.
Help.
So Val is now jello wrestling with Jace.
So Natalie, you're up. Because it's top of the round.
I'm going to roll a bite.
Wait. Where do you bite him?
That's a good question.
Oh, this is definitely a love bite. That's an actual bite.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead and roll the damage. You can't, like, roll a dodge or anything.
Jerry's just going to look at Gabriel and be like, this is hot, right? Jello rhythm. I did this. It will be forever engraved in my brain as something that's either great or not great, and I don't know which one yet.
But so you get one aggro damage off of him, and you bite down on his, collarbone, technically. And he's kind of like, not my posing arm. He's going to try and roll a strength check to see if he can tear you away from him.
Get off, baby, but I love you, but I hate you, but get away.
Okay, well, he's never escaping. He's trying to grab your arms so that you'd let go, and he just turned out to kind of massage
him. He moves his head over into your forearm, is like nuzzling you a little.
Yeah, Captain Ginyu is going to try and spray water at Natalie, like just bad dog. Essentially, he tries to manifest water, but it looks more like a sprinkler. It's just kind of... Berta is legitimately still freaking out over the fact that you shot him, Gabriel. And Raccoon's kind of like, yeah, you want to take me? Let's go. And he tries to punch you.
One success on my dodge.
Yeah, that's all you needed. Goldo is just kind of looking at this spectacle like, sir, I don't know what to do. He books it. He's just like, peace, guys. I'm out of here.
Wait, he's really running?
Yeah.
Raccoon's in front of me, point blank. I'm unloading 3 rounds into him. So let me just combine damage while I'm at this. 9 lethal damage to Raccoon's face.
So you can tell he's shocked, and it's pretty much one to the chest, one to the head, one to the neck, I guess. He is down for the count.
So is my Desert Eagle at this point, because that's my 7 rounds plus 1 in the chamber. I fire 3 rounds and immediately just drop it at his feet and pull out my cleave, or my clave.
All right, Jerry's going to shout out, sorry if I fuck this up. And he's going to turn from behind Valen Jace to, like, the rest of the Guinea Force back into, like, or actually into, like, harder steel or stone. Like, harder than the floor was before. Like, he's sticking them there. Like, to get out of it, they gotta, like, rip their feet off.
But he does it to where it doesn't get Jace, because that way he can't accidentally get Val. I like, my favorite part is, even if you succeed, you get 2 more paradox for this.
I know damn well how much paradox I have, which is why I said, I apologize if I fuck this up. This is a saving the civilians behind us situation. I'm doing what I can. 4 successes.
All right, you succeed, but you succeed a little too hard, if that makes any sense. So the jello, when you're transmuting it, it creates more matter that was there than originally there. All right, so you succeeded so hard that it actually created more matter. They're closer to, like, shin deep in, I guess, steel. Is that what you wanted to use?
Yeah, steel's harder, so.
So, yeah, Natalie, you're up.
I think I'm going to do another bite. No, I'm going to do a claw. So I'm behind him. I tried to take a bite into the collarbone, so I'm going to claw across the chest. So 2 aggro.
That is absolutely 2 aggro, and you definitely hear him say, oh yeah, harder.
During my next turn, she's going to be like, okay. If I tried to snap his neck, what would that be?
Probably a strength roll. Captain Ginyu's just going to be like, you attacked one of my men. He kind of turns to you, Gabriel. He's like, you must pay the ultimate sacrifice. So he starts doing a bunch of movements.
How many of his poses disturb you?
Oh, come on. Okay. So he tries to punch his own heart, but he misses and he punches his arm off instead.
It's like he tried to put his fucking shoulder back in place and instead yeeted his arm into the void.
Let me see how much damage he takes to see if... Of course, that's what I would get as many successes. Okay. Okay, so it isn't his arm. Like, he just ends up punching his entire half off. He kind of looks at you, that wasn't supposed to happen. and then he yells for, was it Golda?
Oh, wait, did I catch Golda in the steel?
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay. Because he was trying to run away, but you still probably ended up getting him. Golda, get over here. And you just hear this exchange, I can't.
Wait, Berner still has a turn.
Gabriel has been their main issue, so he's going to try and blast Gabriel. Let's see if this works. Man, these guys are a bunch of blubbering idiots.
Again, the Ginyu Force.
He kind of looks at Captain Ginyu and decides to salute him, but, like, forgot that he was trying to blast someone.
We're just watching the Ginyu Force murder themselves. This is intimidating as hell.
Terrifying.
I mean, like, this is their crack suicide squad.
Jerry is going to look at Gabriel and just, I don't know what's happening. I'm really, really scared right now.
Gabriel, you're up.
So I'm going to just guess that Verder's just dead, having blasted himself in the head. Ginyu's a half a man, so he's going down soon. So the most whole creature right now is Goldo, as his back is to me, and I have a glowing, angry war sword. Which means I'm doing a rear attack with the blade.
Is that a euphemism?
7 on the attack that he can't dodge. 9 aggro damage to his back. I don't even go for a flourish or anything. I just step up to him, put the point of the blade at the back of his neck, and just push slowly.
As you whisper, have a dog biscuit.
We suck as people, but we rock as murderers.
All right, Natalie, you're up.
Okay, thanks.
I'm bad at math. 1, 2, 3.
Wow, he's dead. So as a final thing, you just rip.
He said harder.
Yeah, he said so his dying words are so beautiful.
Wait, did you guys skip to me? You stabbed Goldo, and then we went to Natalie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're up.
Captain Ginyu, all that's left?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk up to Captain Ginyu, and I'm kneel down, and I'm going to put a hand up to, like, one half of his face, the half that is still there, obviously. I'm going to say, hey, half your team did it anyway. You don't have much else to live for. Why don't you go ahead and just do that to yourself?
Hey, Cody, while you're trying to convince him to off himself, 2 Paradox burns off and he heals completely.
Oops! Doesn't matter, his feet are still stuck in steel.
This is true. It is, however, now his turn.
Cody, you don't have very much willpower left, right?
Oh no, I have a lot of willpower left.
Yeah, roll straight willpower and get 4 successes or better.
Because he's a pretty boy staring you in the face.
Oh, yeah, he is pretty.
Try not to get horny.
Try not to fall in love.
I already did once, so...
1, 2, 3. You are enthralled.
Nice.
He also tells you, get rid of this stuff off my legs.
I overhear this, get me out of this stuff. And I'm like, ugh. Really? And I pull the blade. I literally just turn around and I'm behind Ginyu again. 2 aggro.
Cody, you're up.
Roll willpower. Yes? He gets a chance to break it?
Yep, sure does.
Nailed it!
As a freebie, I'm gonna kiss him on the cheek and just be like, good night, sweet prince.
Val is gonna look at the closest shadow and be like, you're next.
Okay, you do realize you're looking at your shadow.
She's still a little drunk.
Ginyu is, quite frankly, in a state of, like, he can't do much. He's trying to figure something out.
So I literally just twist a little harder.
Yeah, okay. And you just hear him scream some more.
Well, I already kissed him and said goodnight, prince.
So now you gotta put him to bed.
What is he wearing?
Well, after being bifurcated, probably not a lot, honestly.
I mean, pants, anything.
Well, they probably slid off when he was split in half.
He's naked? Hold on.
You have to think about this.
He's like, I have something for this. When the one you're fighting is completely naked.
So, just real quickly, is there anything on him other than the steel that's on his feet?
Nope. Rippling muscles.
Well, that's hot. Fine. I'm going to turn the steel around his feet, change the shape and material into somewhat of a silver Iron Maiden.
It's kind of a wispy Iron Maiden, if that makes any sense. So it's really just invisible spikes that end up puncturing him. And he feels his feet get shredded. And he just dies because he's taken a hell of a lot of damage.
So, good sobering up. Let's head to the museum.
I'm pretty sure there are other fucking vampires here. Can I discern auras or sense spooky shit?
You can try, but when you do, you don't really sense anything.
Can I smell worm?
No.
And the muse of flame on my lighter as I light up a cigarette after that battle.
I mean, all around you is still, like, flames, but...
We might have some more work to do.
Stop that. Don't be a jerk.